Yeah, I think it's sort of, look, we all know what tragedy is, and sort of, you know, because obviously he's a player that any manager in this country would want in their team, you know, because he was a top centre back, and in fact he was a captain and leader for them, and he was a tough bit of stuff, and we know all about it. So it's just tragedy for his family and all, I suppose, connected with the club. So, you know, so I suppose, look, it's not good for his family, but for Derry, and it's a shock to everyone, and just shows you how fickle. You know, we're all mad, passionate, and we take the game as everything. You know, and somebody that puts things in perspective. So, you know, so look, I suppose not really much more can be said about it. Really, just to say that he was a tremendous player. And, you know, 27 was probably being captain of them. He was probably just in his peak, as you can see, even the way the season started for them and for him. He was, you know, he was in his peak of his career. So, you know, so.
You're involved in the team, John, as a manager, as a player, has had a tragedy like that?
I've had with parents and stuff, but not as close as that.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of. I've had a few in my amateur days with parents. And, it's in the college and in Avondale and that, so you know it's difficult, and I suppose, you know, when you're a manager and that it's difficult because it affects some people within the team more than other people, and you know, so either way it's a difficult situation, and there's no easy way. So So I suppose, particularly the type of player he was, the fact that he was the captain, you could see then that was even more, because obviously a lot of the team obviously were looking up to him, and I suppose you only need to put it into context if it happened in your own club, what effect it would have, and it would be devastating. So.
Is he a player you ever looked at in terms of bench assignment for
Barkley? Well, I think he's a player that every manager in this league would want. But to be fair, you know, he's born in the Brandywell. He's a Derry lad, and I suppose no different than probably the likes of the Nults and the Bennos down here. You know, while a lot of people would want him, you couldn't see them going up the country playing with someone else. Yeah. You know, so, but certainly, you know what I mean. If I thought I could get him down here, I'd have gladly taken that. But he was always. Roots are there, and that's where he always wanted to play. And fair play to him, you know. And it's just tragedy, and it's you know, we discussed it yesterday morning at training, and you know, it's just there's nothing good to say. You know, it's just, I suppose, at this time, I suppose for all the people around and close to him within the club, it's just trying to get their head around it, which is going to be very difficult. And I keep saying, you know, when we're all stone mad about football and we think it means everything, and it's all about this, there's a lot of bigger things out there, and I suppose the older you get, you realise that, you know, and when you see his age and everything, it's just a tragedy, you know. So,
what are your memories of him as a player? You say when you were coming up against him, did you ever have to make special plans for him and set pieces and things like that?
Well, thankfully I wasn't playing. Look, I think he was everything good about the game. He was just, you know, a really hard centre back, really tough, you know. And in the modern era, when you have a lot of people who are fucking and faking and diving all over the place, you know, he was strong, you know, aggressive, everything that any manager would want in a centre back, very strong in the air, you know, attacked the ball brilliantly and got a lot of goals from set pieces. And he would be the key guy that we would always identify for the Derry set pieces. He's the guy that he's your number one guy to pick up, because he is so dangerous at sets. And he scored against us in a couple of years ago. And, you know, he scored against us in the league. He's that type of guy, you know, at the set pieces. He's very dangerous. But overall, he had massive leadership and, you know, was a very good footballer. But I think what people could see it was that, like, he was a no-nonsense, no-messing. And he's the type of guy that everyone we want in their team. I suppose that's the highest compliment you can play him, that every team in this country would want him in their team, you know, and there's not many players you'd say that about.
Back to Saturday injuries, Greg, Jenny,
Yeah, Greg is probably too soon for Greg. Johnny were just weighing up with the physios. I suppose the key thing I keep saying at the moment is that the league hasn't started yet, and for us, we just have to be careful. Johnny's been out for a long time. He's come back in. He's played a couple of games. We had 2 games in 4 days. You know, he, at half time against Rovers, you know, it was a situation where we take him off, wouldn't we? He came off halfway through the second half. So we just have to manage it, because we have a plan with the physios for the first third of the season to ease him back in and try and manage his games, because he's been out for so long with a serious injury. So really, you know, at this time of the year, you're trying to get to a situation where you're giving guys maybe an extra couple of weeks that maybe if it was the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, wouldn't happen, you know, because this season, the league will really kick on from late August onwards into September. And, you know, it's important that we certainly don't want at the moment guys out for, you know, 2 or 3 months. So we have to manage the situation. And from that point of view, we're probably being, I won't say cautious, but with the physios that we have, we're just being a little bit extra careful at the moment.
And Greg's ankle, was that the one he's using in Linfield?
No, it's not his ankle at all. Oh. It's just his calf. So, but it's been a bit tight, and it's just you know, it's a little bit sore, and we're not going to risk him this weekend.
Calvin's
coming back in. Yeah, just needs to get his fitness back up, and you know, again, as I said. It's hard to maybe understand that, you know, he's had a really, really serious operation, and he's come back and he's done fantastic, you know, because in his head, it's tough for these lads, you know, 22, and, you know, a couple of years ago, well, talk, he'd be in England, he was on his way, and, you know, it's difficult. And, you know, we had the same similar situation with Danny Morris, you know, a couple of years ago. But Cava is back training, he's doing fine, and he'll be in contention for the weekend, but I don't really see him featuring this weekend.
And you'll be looking for a better performance, maybe the same results as against Rovers, but a better performance.
I keep saying every week is different, you know. Same 3 points, every game is tough. You know, conditions in the other day were not good, but at the same time, I was disappointed with some of the performance that we had. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we reviewed it back, you know. From a defensive point of view, other than giving the penalty away, which was a soft penalty from our point of view, you know, other than hitting the crossbar, Matt McNulty had one save to make in the whole match. You know, so defensively, while we had our attacking play wasn't as good, we were very solid, very strong, but we were disappointed with areas of our play. But then again, we're fussy, we want things to be good, we've been playing very well. We get a game like last Friday night when maybe things didn't click, maybe a couple of lads were below par, but we came up with a fantastic result, and it just showed, you know, the strength of character, you know, the type of mentality within the team, and you know, that while things weren't going for us on the pitch, that still at 1-1 the lads dug in there and they were, you know, defending a few crosses and a few set pieces, and they did it very, very well. And you know, maybe on other occasions you might concede in that period, but we didn't. And then, obviously, in the end, you know, we got the penalty, and Shawnee held us cool. So, you know, it was another 3 points. And but at the same time, you know, this weekend we're back to home. We've been away for 3 of the first 5 games, so it's nice to be back at home. And obviously, the fact that it's going to be a sellout, and you know, everyone's looking forward to it. It's you know, it's another game, and we're looking forward to that.
John, did you ever say sit on the crowd, and the players, it must be something that they're trying enough, it's something that don't they must be looking forward to, kind of playing in front of what probably would be like an electric atmosphere on Saturday.
Well, I suppose that's, you know, I keep saying, as top, if you want to be a top player, you have to have the mentality to be a top player, and you have to be able to handle, you know, when you get the praise, it's good to take it, but you keep your feet in the ground. When you don't play well, you have to take the criticism. And that's all about a mentality and attitude. And you get a lot of players, and we've had a lot of them here, who've been good lads, you know, who've moved on because they haven't been able to handle what is in Cork here. Everyday coverage, people in the street knowing about you, you know, the pressure, which is, you know, as I keep saying, probably unique to us, maybe might be similar somewhere in clubs like maybe Derry or maybe Sligo to a lesser extent. But here it's unique because the coverage is phenomenal. Everyone knows you, and you must be mentally strong. And so from that point of view, we've got players into the club over the last 18 months that we feel, as they've done by winning the cup, that we can feel they can handle the pressure, can go to a different level. So, you know, what do you want to be? Do you want to be playing every week, trying to win a title in front of big crowds, taking a bit of criticism on and off? Or do you want to be playing mid-table, going nowhere? You know, and so that's, we've tried to shape the players and the personalities that we brought in, who are winners and guys who just want to win trophies. And thankfully, we've assembled a very good team.
So I'm not sure if with Dundalk this year, and are they a weaker side without Horgan and Boyle
this year, do you think?
I think there's a lot of baloney spoken about them, being honest with you, Rory, because if you look from where they've been, they needed the first lead to get the breakthrough, which they did. And then they lost hope, and people were saying. And then McMillan comes through and they get killed off. Then they lose Towell, that everyone says. And they got better without him, because maybe he was a one-man show, but they actually got better. You know, so you look at it from that point of view. So the fact they've lost Darrell and Boyle, you know, you may say Finn, but I suppose if you look at the bigger picture, Finn decided to leave. The other two lads, to be fair, their contracts were up, but if you look at they've gone the opposite way. They've brought in Sean Hoare, an Irish under 21 international, then along the lad from Derry, who was a decent player. Obviously they brought Clifford back from England, who has a lot of potential, and you know, was very highly rated. Duffy, they paid money to Celtic. So, you know, as we saw in the President's Cup game when we played them down here, bar Duffy, the other 10 fellas had 3 league medals, you know, around their necks, that played in the Europa League. So they still have the team that's been winning for the last 3 years. And you know, as I keep saying all year, the guts of their team, if you look at their back five, Rogers, Gannon, Gartland, Massey, I know Barrett in there, who played most of the European matches last year. You know, that's the back five that's been there. Okay? So, you know, you look at the middle of the park, Benson, O'Donnell might miss out the weekend with a knock. Benson, Shields, McElhenney. You know what I mean? Look at Mountney, Kilduff, McMillan. They've been there every year, you know. So, you know, they're still the force. They're still the team. And while there's challenges like ourselves and Derry, and, you know, maybe to a lesser extent Rovers, obviously Bray could be there. You definitely, Dundalk are the team, and they still have the players, they still have, you know, they still have the trophies on the shelf, and, you know, they're going for 4 in a row, and, you know, I think they must be relishing the fact that people are doubting them, you know. So, but we haven't taken Roy off the ball at all. We know how serious they are, and we know how serious we have to be if we have to have a chance of doing anything at the end of the year.
Stephen Kenny put a lot of pressure at the start of the season, John, on McElhenney to be the next man to step up for them. Yeah. So far, it looks like he's doing a pretty good job of that. What's your assessment to him? Is he someone you're going to have to maybe do a special job on for Saturday? Or I suppose that would be the approach anyway, but he certainly seems to be
yeah.
the main man now. Like.
Well, to be fair, McElhenney, as we know, was at United 16. You know, and I remember when he first came back, he was playing with Derry. I remember supporting City being at a match, I don't know, was it maybe 5-6 years ago, watching for Derry. He was a phenomenal footballer, and he is just phenomenal talent. But as I keep saying, probably he's a bit like Shawnee. You know, he probably got lost a bit, maybe got a bit homesick, ended up home at 19, 20, didn't know where he was. So now I'm not quite sure exactly what age he is, he's probably around the 24 mark. So now is his peak. So, you know, I suppose with Stephen Kenny, he's probably saying to him, come on now and let's start delivering and show what you can do, because you have all the talent. And all he's doing now is that he's showing that. No, he showed it last year. He showed it in Europe. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's been a phenomenal footballer. So we're well aware of that. So from that point of view, it's just a situation that, like, they have many fine players, but he's just one of those guys that probably has matured. And as you mature, you know, if you have the ability and you mature sensibly, you're going to be a much better player, and probably that's what's happening with him.
I'll just take one more there, lads.
Yeah. John, what do you think has given a stronger pendulum in Cork's favour in the last couple of meetings? You know, we've beaten them time and time again. Is it that mentality, the attitude among the players? That's given us the advantage, which we didn't have before.
Well, like, I think at the start, well, they were a better team than us. You know, this, you know, for the first season and two, they were a better team. And I think, as I've said all along, since the very start of the season, I think last year was the first year that I felt we were there or thereabouts with them. You know, and it probably showed through the season. There wasn't much in it. Unfortunately, that Tuesday night game, we lost 2-1, which was probably the league decider, and then we came along and beat them in the cup a few weeks later. So I think last year was the first year that we were, the first 2 years, I don't think we were as close, even though the first year on the league table we were. I think player-wise, individually-wise, team-wise, we weren't as good as them, you know. But last year was the first year I felt we were. So I suppose, like everything else, we have a better team. That gives them a better confidence. And I suppose, you know, this year, you know, the team believe that we had last year are better than we were last year. That's what we need to be. You know, so that's where we're going to be close, and that's where they're close, and you know, so that's probably. And you look at the games; they're going to be their tight games, and they're very, very competitive. But I think when you look at them ability-wise, team-wise, you know that the teams are both there or thereabouts. So that's why I think results have changed a little bit.
Okay. I know. Look, you go out to win every game. That's there. You know, that's our target. You know, we go into every game. We want 3 points, no matter who we're playing, and. You know, it's still early in the season, you know, it's season's only getting started. As John said, you know, the business end comes when there's 10 games to go or so, you know. So, look, we're just going out on Saturday, it's another game, it's another team put in front of us, and we're just going out to get the 3 points.
Happy to get over to Tala with the result last minute.
Yeah, look, it's, as I said, like, we know we can play a lot better, you know. We didn't perform to anywhere near what we can, and... That was disappointing, but at the end of the day, we still came away with 3 points. You know, we have Shawnee up front, and once you have him up front, you always have a chance. And as he showed, you know, it was he had no right to chase that ball in for the first goal. You know, it was just going out over the line, and with the way he's going at the minute, you know, he just followed it in, and it fell straight to him, and that's what he gets. And then he worked his socks off to get the ball for the penalty as well and took it away. But you know, we talked all week. You know, we haven't even hit our heights yet this year, you know. We haven't played our best football yet, and I still think there's a lot to come from this group.
You'll be home for better conditions, obviously.
Yeah, it was a bit strange, actually, in Tala the other day. Once you went out, you know, it was blown into one corner, and then once the game started, it started blustering, you know. It was just going in every direction, and it's just a bit strange, really. But hopefully now it'll settle down, and obviously get a good crowd for Turner's Cross on Saturday, and the conditions be good, and that's all we can ask for, and then we can go out and do what we do best.
What are you expecting from Dundalk on Saturday?
Well, look, we've been on top of them lately, and I think they know that, and you know, the President's Cup, obviously we played very well, but that was still only a pre-season friendly, so we're expecting them to come out with a bit between their teeth on Saturday and give us a right go. You know, they're obviously looking at it, and they're 3 points behind, so they want to come out and get the win, and we want to go out and get the win to push them further back, and we're just expecting a backlash from them, really, you know. But we're expecting that, and we're ready for it. And we're anything they throw at us, we know we're good enough to throw back at them. So, just looking forward to the game, really.
Is there a sense, Kev, that last week might have been a bit of a turning point? There were two games that maybe last season you might have ended up drawing or even losing, and you, you know, came away with two wins without the, you know, the best performances.
Yeah.
I suppose it's not performances, but you dug it out. Was that a real turning point compared to the last couple of years?
Yeah, 100%. I think as you've seen, like, we didn't perform to our best, but we came away with 6 points out of six from the two games, and that's massive, like, you know, to not being able to play well and get the wins. You know, we didn't do that last year. We had games, you know, home to Sligo, home to Bowes, where we didn't play well. We were still in the game, we got a point out of it or whatever, you know, but we didn't capitalise, and we didn't get the 3 points. Whereas this year, as you can see, like, you know, we never really look like we're going to concede, really, like, you know. It comes from maybe one of our mistakes or something, but backline's been very solid, and the lads in front of us, we know we're going to get chances. We know Shawnee's going to get a chance, and when he gets a chance, we know he's going to take it. So look, at as a team, we're just trying to work hard at the minute, you know. As I said, we haven't found our proper form yet. We haven't played to the best of our abilities. We're just trying to grind it out at the minute, and hopefully it'll all kick into place on Saturday.
Thanks, Kev.
Is there something tangible that you can point to that made that difference? Or is it just mental strength really that you've acquired kind of over the last year or so?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think winning the cup has kind of kicked everyone on a bit. You know, it's given us the know-how of how to get through games and how to grind it out, because that's what we did in the cup final as well. You know, we grinded that out and we found a way to win. And I think that's just what we've done over the last couple of games. You know, we've found a way to get back and win. And you know, once we go a goal down, we still know we've plenty of time. No matter how long is left, we know we can get, we'll get goals, we'll get chances. Because the way this team is, you know, we play, you know, we just go for it and we give everything. And we've the quality to create chances, to create great opportunities, and we know we have people who can put them away.
Kevin, you might have to go to the bench again at the weekend with Craig as old, I think, and John DeLevy possibly old as well.
Yeah, well, look, you know, that's it. There's strength and depth. There's massive strength and depth in this team. You know, it's obviously Greg and Johnny are big losses. You know, they would be to any team in the country, and we have lads there who'll step in, not a bother. You know, I mean, we had Alan Bennett on the bench against Shamrock Rovers, and that shows just how good our squad is. You know, and Benno was one of the best centre backs in the league. You know, and he was on the bench for us, so he can come back in, not a problem. Conor McCormack's been brilliant, the right back, whatever, he can slot into midfield if he needs to. Gary Buckley, Gerald Morrissey, Jimmy Cohen, everyone can play there. You know, we all have, John gets people, you know, that can not just play in one position, but can play in a couple of positions, you know, and that helps throughout the team. You know, there's a lot of balance in the team, and I think, you know, we're just looking forward to Saturday, and we're looking forward to going out there and hopefully putting on a show for the crowd.
The young guys are doing well as well. I'm Ryan Delaney, was brilliant at Tartan.
Yeah.
And Conor Alyssa's, he's made a difference when he's come on.
He surely has, yeah, exactly. You know, I think Ryan's been very solid since he came in. You know, he obviously had the disappointment of coming back. You know, he was over in Burton, he was hoping to get in there and he couldn't really break in. But he's come back, and he hasn't come back and acted like he's too good for it, you know, because he got his move, he's come back, he's put his head down, he's worked hard, and he got a place in the starting 11. He's taken it ever since, you know. You can't take him out because of anything he's done brilliant since he came in. And same as Conor Ellis, you know, if on another day Conor's, you know, he's fighting for the same position as Shawnee, and that's Shawnee's number one in the league, you know. So Conor's done brilliant since he came on. I think when he comes on, you know, his injection of pace to the game, you know, he can run at defenders, run in behind, he changes it up. And listen, every time, I think John makes two or three subs a game anyway, every time the subs have come on, they've changed the game for us, you know. They've upped the intensity, they've whatever, you know, but they've come on ready, you know, and that's the difference as well. They've, this year everyone's coming on and they're wanting that starting place and they're fighting for that starting place. So,
and Sean, he's still, we know, 6 goals, but like, there's a good spread of goal scorers as well throughout the team, isn't there?
Oh, 100%.
Shep, yourself, Conor.
Yeah, well, that's it, you know, like, there's goals from everywhere, you know. That's the difference with us this year is, like, you know, Beats was our right back last year, he's right wing, this year he can play right back, he can play in the 10, you know, but he'll score goals, Shawnee will score goals, Shep will score goals, Duels will contribute, everybody, you know, we've goals from the back line as well, you know, which always helps, you know, it's always, you can't put the pressure on one player to go out and score, but it always helps, takes the pressure off whoever, you know, that the back line score, and, you know, the midfielder chipping in with goals, and that's what we need everybody chipping in with goals, because we know we're going to hit a patch where, you know, one person might not be on the form that he's on or whatever, and that's when everybody else has to dig in and help him out, really. So, you know, we've a great squad, you know, we've goals throughout the squad, and that's what we need.
You're confident
in scoring a free against Glenn Loughlin? Oh, well, I'm always confident on a free kick, so, yeah, you know, look, it's just one of those things, and once you have a bit of confidence on it, you know, you always feel like you're going to score him, so just hoping for another one on Saturday, I suppose, maybe two.
Well, you want to face Daryl Horgan this weekend. How do you think Dundalk have adapted without him?
Ah, listen, losing Daryl is massive. You know, he's a great player, and as you can see, he's gone over to the Championship and he's ripped it up over there. You know, and he's flying, and he deserves to be in the Irish squad for Friday. And but as I say, losing Daryl is very hard to replace. But I think Michael Duffy's come in there, and I think he's done a very good job. You know, they still have Patrick McElhaney, Kieran Kilduff. You know, they're all top players. You know. And Robbie Benson, whatever, they're just great players. Like, you know, they're a strong squad, and we still expect them to be very strong. You know, we're not taking anything for granted because they've lost a couple of players. You know, we're just looking at it as these are another team that we need to beat, and we know it's going to be tough. But I think so far they've dealt pretty well with obviously the game up in Derry that they lost. You know, it's obviously Derry's a very tough place to go and get a result anyway. You know, so we're just hoping that we can get the result now on Saturday.
There's someone worried going to the game Saturday.
the great partnership between Michael O'Connor and Patrick McElhinney?
Yeah, well, look at obviously McElhinney is just a great player. He's just you know, he's gifted, and I think you've seen from his two goals the other night. You know, he can change the game in the blink of an eye. And to be honest, any time we've played him, you know, we've kept him normally quiet. Like, so, you know, that's what we need to do again. You know, we keep him quiet and we take a few players out of the game, and then, you know, we have to get on the upper foot. You know, we're at home, so we have to go out and take the game to them. And we've done that a lot lately against them, to be fair. You know, we don't sit off them. You know, a lot of teams sit off and let them play, you know, and that's not our game. Like, we're not able to do that. We press, and we press the life out of teams, and we go and we play ourselves, and especially at home with that crowd behind us, you know, we want to put on a show for them.
Is there any way of
seeing
a distraction, or
are
you keeping an eye on that, or
what? Not at all. I think if anybody had their way, I think it's always good to play on a Saturday at 3 o'clock or whatever. You know, you can get the crowd in. You know, you enjoy it, whatever more. But obviously, we'll all sit down and watch the Irish Wales game. But
would it be somewhere you'd like to see yourself? I mean, in the next couple of years.
Oh well, that's the plan. You know, that's every footballer's dream. I think is to play for their country and represent their country. I'm just taking it one step at a time. Really, you know, We're still going for a main target is to press on and do well here, you know, and we're doing well and we've got a great squad, so we'll see how it goes from there.
Kim, do you know, I suppose the tragic news on in Roy McBride, it looks kind of football perspective. What are your thoughts kind of when facing as a player?
Yeah, well, listen, it's scary, you know, everyone's thoughts are with McBride's family and everybody up in Derry, you know, it's hard for them, you know, they've had three tragedies in the space of a year and a half, and it's not just this, it's tragedies, you know, and everybody has them in their thoughts. You know, he was a great player, he was a great defender, and he was probably the toughest player in the league to play against, because once you went up to Derry, you knew, you're getting nothing soft, especially with McBride there leading him out, you're getting nothing soft. You know, as they say, he's a warrior for him. He'd run through a brick wall for you, and that's just who he was, you know, and he wore his heart on his sleeve, and he'd never intentionally go in to do anybody. He was just a strong tackler, he was just a strong player, and you know, everybody in the league had the utmost respect for him because he was a great player, you know, and it's sad, you know, it's scary in a way to think about it, that a man that fit at 27 years of age, that can happen. And, you know, we have a few lads in the team that played, and Conor McCormack and Stephen Dooley, you know, and it's hard, like, you know, no matter what, like, football's a game, and at the end of the day, it goes into perspective, like, it's the death of a player, like, and it's the death of a person, two people, like, and that hits people hard, you know, but, like, I think, as I said, like, Derry will just continue on, and as they do, and obviously it'll be a huge loss for them throughout the year.